For years, Washtenaw County courts have received a lump sum from the county government for their annual budget. The County Commissioner's Ways and Means Committee voted 5-4 to notify the courts they want to end the agreement that led to a lump sum budget in favor of a line item budget. The proposal was initially made with the understanding that a 6-month notice was required before the change could be made, but county officials now say they have to give the courts a full year. County Commissioner Roland Sizemore says he's afraid the proposed change will hurt the commissioner's relationship with the courts and cause problems on other programs as well.
Some programs that we were looking at working with the courts on, with juvenile detention, working with them to get some of our kids that we take out of county back in county, but the courts have to agree with that. Now, if we start a fight on this, how are the courts going to react to the other requests that we made? So it's not just the issue of the budget.
Supporters of the plan, however, say it's a way to increase transparency in the county's budget, and giving the courts notice now gives them options but doesn't require the line-by-line budget. County Commissioner Alicia Ping says she hopes it won't cause problems with the courts.
There's no deterioration of the relationship for me. Judge Shelton lives in my district, and he, it was probably a year ago now, came to me to talk about funding for the new computer system. I told him I wholeheartedly supported that. So I don't think it's a matter of that. It's just a matter of being able to share with the public where the dollars are going within the court system.
The county commissioners opted not to take a final vote on the issue until next month, once they determined the line-by-line budgeting wouldn't take effect in time for the beginning of next year's budget. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.